Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul, and we have a Facebook page, Diva of Days of Our Lives. You can follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and also you can follow us on Spotify and iTunes. So tonight we have Miss Jen here.
Hi, I'm at OIXJDK at Twitter.
Mary Ann?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at mama_hooch on Twitter.
And Miss Anna?
Hello, you can find me at Kazi Hooch on Instagram and Twitter.
So, Anna, you ready to actually give us a Kate update? After we've been waiting for months for a little
episode. What's that?
Yeah, go ahead, hon.
Oh, I just walked in the door, so I'm a little out of breath. I was carrying a bunch of stuff and navigating a cat that was in the way. Anyway, well, real life, what can I say? I watched Monday through Thursday and part of Friday, but I didn't get probably some of the best content for Kate yet. So, because I think Friday something happened with Kate, but I only saw the first part. I mean, they show her on this boat. You know, she's doing the fish thing, a throwback to a shout out to her Lawrence appearance on the show back in '96, I think it was. 95 or 96, I can't remember. Okay. Anyway, so she's chopping fish and all, and they, you know, as we saw the week before, I think that's when, I forget, they run together. But anyway, so she's on this ship, and what happened was, I guess, she had, you know, at home they're trying to figure out where she is because they now realize she's alive. But she came to the boat, and I guess what happened was she had, when Bo let her go, she ran to the coastline or whatever and jumped on a little boat. And then this bigger boat scooped her up and brought her on board there. And they're not explaining, you know, the guy that's dealing with her, that's kind of holding her captive, is not the big guy. You know, he's not the one that's in control. He's just like the guy who's in charge of watching her. And, you know, at home, they're like, well, why hasn't she called us? And they're like, well, maybe she can't get service, or maybe she doesn't have access to a boat. You know, I hope she didn't die in the water. That's really rough. You know, ISA guy, Donovan, is like, well, it's really rough waters there. It's really, you know, they're like, shut up. Anyway, let's kill. Like, I'm surprised somebody didn't smack him. Anyway, so they're talking about how, like, why didn't she call us? Well, duh, she's out. Like 30 islands out there, and it's remote. But anyway, so it turns out that she does try to call. She asks the guy that's holding her if she can make a call to her husband to let him know that she's alive. And he barters with her, and she basically has to give up her wedding ring that he gave her on her deathbed in order to get a chance at phone calling. He says, but just one call. Well, she calls and dials, and it says, you know, the number you entered is not working or whatever. And so she's like, well, that's not fair. I should get one that goes through, you know. And he goes, nope, that was the deal, one call. So last I saw, she was screwed as far as that goes, as far as getting the phone call out. And she kind of went back to chopping fish, chopping Nemo. And and then, of course, at home, they're trying to figure out where she is, and Roman and Steve. And then Andrew Donovan calls in, is it Michael Harris? Harris Michaels? I can't remember
Michael.
Which one. Harris Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. Harris Michael to possibly help Eastern recruit him, and he's like, it'd be an opportunity for you to. The guy's like, I don't think anybody in your family would want me around after what I did. And he's like, well, have you ever heard of redemption? So this could be your opportunity, you know, Navy SEAL or whatever. I can't remember. Is that what his designation is? Anyway, mm-hmm. Marine, I can't remember. It's one of the serious, like, extras in the military and special ops. Yeah. And so I don't know where that's at because I didn't see anything tying that up or if he agreed or whatever. But so I just got to the part. I was trying to listen in the car. I wasn't playing on my phone. And I just got to the part at the beginning of, like, the Friday episode where I didn't even really catch all that. So I've got bits and pieces of it. But that's about where I'm at, as far as I can remember, as far as Kate goes.
Mm. Yeah.
Anybody wants to fill in the gaps after that?
Yeah. And Doc references to me, but I kind of got it. It rung a bell, but I couldn't remember when she said, yeah, he gave me the ring on my deathbed. And, you know, basically, he gave her a look because obviously she's not dead. And she said, well, I got better.
Yeah,
it's a little nod to Monty Python and the Holy Grail. The
oh,
whole she turned
I
me into newt. Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole she turned me into a newt and newt. Well, I got better. Yes.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I got
you. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I highly recommend Monty Python and the Holy Grail. One of the funniest movies ever made. Love it.
I've seen clips. I don't think I've seen the whole movie in its entirety, but I've seen funny clips over the years.
Mm-hmm. It's a typical Monty Python. It's so absurd. It's hilarious. And so, and the ending of Kate, she basically holds a knife on the guy because he has her wedding ring on his pinky finger, and she's got the knife on the pinky finger.
Yeah.
And she threatens to cut off his finger unless she, you know, meets the big guy. And then so he agrees and takes her to the big guy, and she recognizes who the person is, but we don't know who the person is.
Oh.
They haven't shown them.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So anyone have any theories on who the big guy is?
Well, I've seen spoilers out there.
Is it the Dimitri guy or something?
Yeah. It's that. It's Dimitri, but Dimitri von Luschner, he was on Beyond Salem. He was the guy with the prism, and I think he was was like an agent for the he was posing as an agent or something, and then he was really one of the von Luschners. So I don't know. Are they going back to connecting them with – wasn't that Carly's?
Yeah,
but then I've also heard that he's also a Demira.
Yeah, or Megan's son or something.
And Megan's son. Yeah.
Somewhere, I think I saw.
Yeah,
spoiler,
so they're making another Demira.
Another
Demira, yeah.
Another one that's not Tony and Anna's child or
no,
grandchild.
And that's what I And I said, well, now why couldn't they made him Tony and Anna? He could have been Tony and Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he looks like he could be.
Could it be Frankie Brady?
I don't know, but that's who they're saying this is. But now, who's the father? It's not Bo, is it?
No.
I wonder if is it was she? You know, I don't know. So anyway, but that's
but. But how would Kate recognize him? How would Kate even know this guy? So I don't even remember him from the Peacock show at all. I don't remember him.
Yeah, he was on, I think he was on like right at the end. But was Kate on that Peacock show? I can't remember. I don't think.
No.
Was she on Beyond Salem? No?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. That's that he's coming on as this character now, whether that's the one that she sees or not. I don't know. I was thinking Vivian at first, but then Vivian's in prison.
Yeah, and they kept saying it's a man.
And they kept saying it, yeah. But she recognizes him, so I don't know. Wish it was Andre. That's who.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been another good one. Yeah, that's there's people out there saying that, too. So, but well, I don't think it's Andre. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Would be fun if it was. I mean, I think that would be perfect, though, if it was
Could
Andre.
Could be Peter Blake.
Yeah. But I know this person, this Dimitri, they're the actors. I don't know. I'm not sure who it is. Peter is his first name. I don't know, but they had a picture of him that he is coming today. You know, he's going to be on. Is this Dimitri character or whatever? Now, whether that's who Kate sees or not, I don't know. So I guess we don't know that yet. So, looks like we need another new character.
Yeah, we got too many.
Got to get rid of some of the ones we have.
Oh, we got rid of Holland's got to go. Talia's got to go.
Talia's got to grow a brain.
Oh, yeah.
He's a doctor.
Colin's
got to
go, too.
He's a doctor obsession for a loser guy to help him get revenge on a girl who had an affair with her father, with his father.
Yeah.
And she's willing to go to prison for the loser. I mean, it makes no sense.
Marcus is turning over in his grave.
Yeah, them making her a doctor does not make sense.
No.
Yeah.
And why does he have an accent and Sloane doesn't have one?
Yeah, I know. I've heard of that, too, yeah. So, because didn't they, this was all supposed to happen in England, right? When Chanel was over there. Right. So if they grew up in England, like, why doesn't she have an accent? And he does. I don't know.
Yeah, and Xander figured out his accent was London. And I don't know. I honestly don't know what type of accent it was, but I actually thought he was being a little Irish at some point. I don't know if that's his natural accent or if he's putting one on. I couldn't figure out where he was. It seemed like he was in place. Not impressed with the actor. But I was right, though, because when he first popped up on the screen, someone tweeted about it, and I'm like, and I immediately was like, no. This whole stupid, I mean, the drug biscuit storyline, I liked it because Eric Cole had sex. That was great. But the person behind it is a character that nobody knows and no one cares about. It's stupid. The whole Sloane Pearson storyline, Chanel storyline, is stupid. It's been stupid since day one. It needs to end.
Yes. Do you think the only reason they did that drugging is so they could to have Eric and Nicole have sex so then she could become pregnant? I mean, they should just have them have sex without being drugged. Just give in to their temptation, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, she's on right with him, so it's not like Nicole doesn't have a problem cheating on somebody.
No, that's what I mean. So I don't know why they went through all this drugging stuff, although it did make Rafe kind of funny, but other than that, it's funny. Some of the other, So, but other than that, I don't know why, the whole Sloane thing, they've been dragging
Sloane
that on.
Sloane is getting really close to being this, what was it, Serena? Was it Serena and the elephant storyline? This is coming perilously close without having an elephant involved that we know of. It's like, why does Eric always get stuck in those stories? Why do they always make Greg Bonnet get involved in those stories?
So do you think Eric and Nicole are going to get their happy ever after? Or
no,
you think it's going to be Eric's baby? And
well, why is he having she can't be that far along. Why is she having, like, cramps or whatever?
I don't know.
Like, on Thursday's show, she's like...
Usually that's not how you find out you're pregnant, is it? Usually you're sick or not pain. Unless you're, almost gonna lose it or spotting or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
yeah
usually it's not that way.
Yeah.
I have to say, my sister-in-law found out she was pregnant at 2 weeks. She wasn't doing well. She was in the hospital, and they ran a blood test on her and told her she was pregnant.
Wow.
So, I never heard anybody, having a pregnant positive test result after 2 weeks. But, yeah, so I guess it's possible. But, I think it's only been a week since the breakfast biscuits. So, I don't know. Mm. I don't want Nicole to...
Well, maybe it is DJ's.
But EJ already has three kids, or two kids.
Yeah,
right.
Eric needs to have one.
Yeah,
well, that's what they did with Stefano. Kept giving him kids instead of, instead of other ones like Tony or something. You know, it was always Stefano's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're kind of screwed up with the lack of kids. I mean, yes, four.
Yeah.
Belle that only had one. Brady has two, but one's off screen. Chloe has a son, but we never see him. You never see Holly. They're kind of screwing up by not building up that generation. I understand why Sean and Belle only had one kid. But they gave Chelsea's pregnant off screen. So,
yes, I did remember hearing that. Yes. What?
It's like, what? No. Yeah, so that's kind of weird. So Chelsea's having kids, but Eric Brady can't have one. I don't understand. I don't know. I don't get one child characters or just having one child. It doesn't make much sense to me. And it's not like they're having a lot of kids. Like, it drives me nuts when there's constantly someone pregnant on the show. That drives me nuts, too. Because it's always, who's the daddy, or the baby's going to get kidnapped. The kidnapping story, baby's life is in danger, and there's a health problem, and everybody's got to pray for the baby. And, like those storylines get old, and then you don't see the kid again for 10 years.
Yeah.
But I think,
Or he becomes 10 years old in 2 months.
Right. So. Yeah, so that's where we're at with Kate. So she meets whoever the three dude is.
Well, and they mentioned something. Who was it whose kid was off screen? Was it Brady's? It was Henry. Somebody, I guess, Rafe was telling Chanel that he had her from Allie and everything. They were looking at pictures, and one of them said, "Boy, he's getting tall." And it made me think he was going to come back to a teenager all of a sudden. I was like, tall as in sore ass, or just tall as in normal 2-3-year-old kid? You know? I was like, is that a hint? Is that a red herring? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so it was kind of a random thing, but I decided to mention it because EJ got slapped. So EJ kind of sent an SOS out to Belle. She actually postponed a trial to go meet with them, which is a little weird. And then it reminded me that EJ and Belle actually had sex. Remember, when she left Sean so she can legally go and have sex with EJ. Yeah, without...
Kind of like them together.
Well, I kind of like Belle with anybody but Sean because she doesn't have any chemistry with him. But, basically he just called her over because he was mad because Gabby was writing a bad evaluation of him. And Belle got pissed and she slapped EJ.
And she slugged him.
Yep. I just thought it was kind of funny. Oh, just a random Belle sighting. Okay. Oh, so the whole Chloe Xander Gwen thing. So it's weird that Xander and Chloe are going to go get an apartment together, but I guess since they're both homeless and both can't afford an apartment on their own, It just seems kind of odd that they're living together already.
Yeah, and everybody's looking at the same apartment.
Well, yeah. You know there's a housing shortage there. I mean, as it cracked me up as Brady was looking at it. It's like, Brady, you're finally moving out of the penthouse now?
You would think that the billionaire heir would have saved some money while mooching off of his stepmother and stepfather for all these years. I mean, he's been at their Marlena's house for at least 2 years now. You would think that he would have pocketed a little bit of money, you know. Yeah, but we supported a down payment on a house or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just me saying that, but, you know, he only owns, what is it? Does he still own stuff? I don't even know. I've lost track because, you know, Victor kept going back and forth on.
Isn't he working for Basic Black or?
Yeah.
Or head of it or whatever.
Still? Is he the head of it, but, like, does he own a stake in it?
Track.
I don't remember, but, yeah, it's kind of hard to keep track. But, anyway, yeah, that was really odd. And
we never see them at work there anymore.
Well, what I was wondering is I recognize that set for that apartment, and I'm thinking undoubtedly a murder of some sort happened there. Why is that like the nicest place that's cheap around town? And I'm like, they might not bring
apartment.
It up, but I think it – what's that?
Yeah.
Was it Ben and Sierra's apartment?
Maybe.
That's what it reminded me of.
Okay, maybe so. I was thinking at first, but okay, that's probably what it was.
Old apartment, yeah.
I was thinking
old.
At first, but it doesn't really look like it. Yeah. At first, I was thinking it was
same set.
Where the
set up, but it's decorated differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what I thought. Oh, well.
Yeah. But, yeah, so.
Yeah, because it's Leo and Gwen, right? Was Leo looking at it?
Oh, yeah.
For him and Gwen.
I finally saw some scenes with Gwen and Leo. I hadn't seen in a while because I'd missed them to go back.
Uh-huh.
They were really funny. He is.
I love them.
I do like him now. I couldn't stand him before.
Oh yeah, he's funny.
He seems such an evil creep, but I like what they've done to change the character such that he's still Leo, but he's not like gross and conniving in the same in his mean spirited evil of a way.
Yeah,
he's funny.
Yeah.
So does everyone know he's the gossip columnist? Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're always like, somebody called him Lady, he had a nickname, it was something else. I can't think. What's his nickname?
Whistleblower.
Yeah. Lady Whistleblower, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody called him something else. It was really funny. I can't remember now who it was or what it was. But
oh, yeah. They call him different
somebody
things.
Somebody was,
later.
Yeah.
Oh,
cute. Let's see. So Maggie's leaving to go be with Victor because he's going to Greece to see Bo. Even though Bo's still, you know, in a coma, he still wants to see him. And so Alex convinced her to let him take over while she's gone. And he told her that he was, you know, in therapy and he'd broken up with Gwen and all this stuff and that he was really trying to get his life together. And to give him another chance, he wouldn't disappoint her, which, of course, we all know he's going to do something.
So will he mess up again? I don't know.
But apparently she has this deal all set. And he's like, I was reviewing the deal you put together. It's amazing. It's really great. He's going to screw it up somehow. Something bad's going
to
happen.
But he asked Stephanie to help him.
Yeah.
He wants Stephanie to be there to help him.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
The squirrel's already out.
Well, and then Chad
is
off to find Kate.
Yeah.
What was that?
Does he mess up?
What?
Yeah, the squirrel's out. Yeah, he's fired. Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did hear that.
I'm missing this. What?
Alex
there's
gets
a spoiler.
Fired.
I can't hear you. What happened?
Alex
somebody's fired?
Alex
gets fired? Oh. Okay.
Alex
gets fired. Okay, so then he obviously does screw
it up. He must have messed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he actually showed some growth, though. He ran into Kayla and Stephanie at the hospital.
Yeah.
And, you know, he
that was good.
Told Kayla, that, you know, he was happy she's alive and the Kale leaves. And he tells Stephanie, oh, I'm seeing Marlena and getting some help. And he asked her to be there with him for this meeting to get this deal done. And she agrees. And he, like, actually goes in to, like, try to kiss her. And he stops himself and says, oh, I'm learning to respect boundaries. And it was kind of cute, but it's a good thing, though, because there's so many people who just stomp on boundaries. And then when you try to set them up, they try to gaslight you that there's something wrong with you for trying to set a boundary with them. Well, a lot of people, you have to. And that's the thing. He doesn't kind of understand that, you know, how to treat women in the workplace, that, you know, you can't just go up and start kissing them. So that's what I didn't like about him in the first place, is he had no boundaries and he was sexually harassing her. So,
How can he be Justin's son?
Yeah.
He's probably been away from them for a while, yeah. She may be more like his mother.
Oh.
Angelica, right?
Dear God.
But did Stephanie forgive him? I mean, Kayla did. Kayla was real nice about it.
Yeah.
But that's Kayla. But, yeah. Stephanie needs to forgive him and get back with him because she's a total... Chad and her are a total bore. Ugh.
Absolutely.
Stand that pairing. Ugh.
Absolutely.
So bad. I liked her with Alex. I don't know. I don't particularly care for the character, Stephanie. I don't know if it's the character or the actress or just the way she's being written. I don't know.
She's confusing. She kind of acts like a goody two-shoes. At the same time, too, she's kind of slutty. She's kind of like in denial about it. I don't know. I mean, basically, she found out her mother's alive, her dad's okay, and the first thing she does is go bone Chad. And it's like, don't you want to spend time with your... Yeah, and her uncle both alive. And it just seems like... Yeah, maybe you could have waited to have sex with Chad a little bit. Maybe you should spend some time with your family. But that was weird. I wanted to go back to Leo for a second. So, of course, you know, Leo is walking into all this great gossip and sees what goes on between – saw the fight between Brady and Xander over Chloe. And he goes back to Glenn and reports it. And Gwen's upset because she just got dumped by Alex, and then she's seeing Xander's moving on with Chloe. And she's snuggling in bed with Leo, and she kind of gets a look on her face like she's kind of falling for him.
Yes.
They're not going to go there, are they? Are they really going to go there, or is that just a...
No. Because did you see they kind of looked at each other and went, nah... You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Like they were thinking, oh, I wish maybe if it was, and then they said, nah. But did somebody say, weren't they a couple?
The
actor and actress a couple on another show? Oh, okay. So maybe it was kind of a nod to that, because they really were a couple as other characters on another show.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're Restless then. I know he's
Young and Restless. Jenna and Kevin.
But I mean, I like them being besties, so I mean, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, geez, I read all the great Eric Cole stuff. Holy cow. So Eric decides to commit a bit to Sloan if he gives her a bracelet or something. Sloan runs into EJ outside the pub and tells him that Eric and Nicole had sex together, because she assumed, this is so funny, she actually assumes Nicole told him.
I thought that was just hilarious.
Yeah, it's like, really?
Nicole's not known for being truthful. And so, obviously, he's upset. And then I felt bad for the actor because he's wearing this god-awful suit with all this big storyline coming down.
Yeah.
That suit was really bad.
Yeah.
And then EJ runs into Eric, and he confronts Eric about it. And then Eric just throws in his face like, yeah, I had sex with your girlfriend. And EJ punches him. What did you guys think about that?
Thanks.
I don't know.
It wouldn't have been so bad if he hadn't almost done the same thing when he was high, you know?
You would think EJ would, and I don't understand, well, of course, Anna told her not to. I just don't understand why Nicole just didn't come out and tell him, you know, that they were drugged and this is what happened.
Right.
And EJ would have, should have, because he had the same effect, so he would have understood.
Yeah.
Right.
I would have thought he would. I don't know. I'm just thinking EJ. I think he would have. But now, you know, no, you just lied, you know, kept it a secret. And I don't know. But I thought it was funny when Eric told him, yeah, I slept with your girlfriend because, you know, he just likes to rub it into EJ.
And the thing is, too,
I thought he'd hit EJ back, but he didn't.
No.
He didn't have to, because he basically just saying he slept with Nicole was enough. Really,
yeah.
He didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric punched him before, so at that bar, so.
Yeah.
He felt like he had come. But yeah, Nicole not telling EJ. Number one, they're. Relationship wasn't that deep to begin with.
Right.
I mean, if they were broken up, I think she would have been fine with it. It's not like she's not in love with him. He's not really in love with her. They're kind of together, kind of in a convenience couple in a way. So, yeah, I mean, she should, I mean, obviously, yeah, when it comes to Nicole, yeah, she should tell the truth, but she never does. And she always gets caught. And she shouldn't have relied on cologne to keep her mouth shut, you know.
Right.
All right. What else is going on? Oh, the best part of Nicole. Nicole's at the mansion, and she starts cramping in front of Gabby. And no joke, they argued about it for 5 minutes. Gabby thought she was faking it.
Yeah.
And then Gabby thought that Nicole was trying to get her to stop her from filing the evaluation on EJ. I mean, that was kind of like.
Those were hilarious.
That was dumb.
Yeah. Was pretty funny, I thought. That was kind of cute. She was like, are you really, like, I don't know. It was kind of funny, I thought.
So she takes her to the hospital and, like, just dumps her there. She doesn't even stick around. She just leaves. And this part is cracking me up. So Kayla, like, first thing she does when she comes back to Salem is not visit family. She goes back to work. And
well,
Steve
and Roman are still in Greece. Trip is in Seattle.
And Joey's in Seattle with a broken leg.
Yep.
Beat him. But she goes to the hospital. She gets reinstated. This basically Stephanie. Yeah, Seth Burns. And so she sees Nicole, and Nicole's describing how she has cramps, and Kayla thinks she's menopausal, and it's like, what? I mean, that
well,
literally
she
makes
was hot, too, like hot flashes.
Yeah, the hot flashes.
Which is weird.
But seriously, she's 40 years old. I mean, So I was texting Doc and said, Kayla's first patient.
You get hot flashes when you're pregnant? I don't remember that. At least I didn't.
No.
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 So I don't know.
Yeah, I did have some cramping. I did have some cramping when I was pregnant, but no, I never had a hot. I mean, you do feel a lot warmer than, especially when you get heavy. You know, I mean, my body temperature was much warmer when but it wasn't a hot flash. That's a totally different feeling. But still, though, that was kind of weird, and I thought it was funny. I'm like, oh, Kayla's back on the job, and she's already misdiagnosing people.
Yes.
Yeah, but usually doctors are like, well, let's run some tests, and we'll see. They usually don't, you know, come up with something on the spot. And the blood work was showed if she was menopausal anyway. So Nicole is pregnant. And we see from the promo, retweeted that, she confides into Anna about it. And it's like she doesn't want to tell Anna because she's kind of embarrassed to say she doesn't know who the father is. And Anna's like, oh, you know, I can handle whatever you can tell me. And you can see Anna's being judgy.
Yeah.
<She's> like, <"Well." laughs>
I mean, I'm liking the Anna and Nicole friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna's leading her in the wrong path, though. So we have Deidre's spa coming up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's like next Friday. 5,000 episodes.
Wow.
Because she's been on since 1976, I think she.
Wow.
She come on.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, because she was, Mickey, right? She was his therapist when he was like, thought he was the other person or whatever.
So is anyone finding it like interesting that both Ben and Alex have gone and are going to Marlena, and Marlena has yet to say, hey, you look just like Ben. Take your glasses off for a minute. You look just like Ben. Could you be a twin? Could you guys be a twin? What's going
on? They make no reference to how they look up, you know, people that have seen Alex and Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's weird.
I want her to slip up and call Alex Ben, though, you know, just once.
Yes. Uh-huh. Or somehow get Alex and Ben in the same scene.
Oh,
they could do, but that would be like, and just
that'd
plot,
be funny.
Make any reference that they're not even, you know, they don't even notice it either. I don't know. That would be funny.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
They really should do something, just to make
a
little inside joke about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what else happened? Anything else this week that we missed?
I know that, but there's news that Camilla is leaving.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so I'm wondering. Yeah. I mean, her choice. I think it's just somehow with her contract coming up and conflicting, like, schedule or whatever, they wouldn't work with her on different things.
Yeah.
It seems to be a sticking point with the reasons a lot of them leave. So I don't know what that's all about. Because I think Marcy Miller was the same thing, too.
Did you hear about Kate Mancy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to GH. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I saw something and then I forgot to read it. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's going to.
She's going to meet Christina.
Oh, geez. Huh.
Yeah.
Like
I'm
Alexis's
interested.
Daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. I guess she was getting mean tweets about it. I guess some General Hospital fans went after her.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
Why? That's. I swear. You want to see something freaking crazy? All the Teresa Giudice fans from Real Housewives of New Jersey, they are literally doxing people who don't like Teresa.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I mean, I reported a bunch of tweets. This one person was posting pictures of someone's house and her family and some legal bills she was involved in.
Oh, my God.
Some credit card default. Yeah, just because this woman basically did a TikTok saying that Teresa's new husband was thinking about either dating Teresa or Dolores because he wanted on the show. That's all she said. Yeah, and this one woman went psycho and was posting pictures of this woman's house. So, I mean, seriously, the Teresa Giudice fans are the craziest people I've ever seen on Twitter. And I've been on Twitter a long time. They are nuts. It's like you're defending a woman who went to prison, mostly for bankruptcy fraud.
Yes.
She didn't claim her Real Housewives income on her bankruptcy filing. It's like, we see you on TV, girl. You can't sit there and act like that's not income. But, yeah, that's So, please, everybody behave on Twitter. Stop mean tweeting actors. It's stupid. It's
they go to
soap.
Different soaps all the time and get jobs. They get other jobs and they leave soaps and they go do movies and they come back, you know, and they do two soaps at one time, you know, so.
And we all know Kate doesn't want a long-term job anyway because Daisy's tried to get her back. She doesn't want to be long-term. She wants to come and go. She pleases. So I don't know why some of the General Hospital fans are having such a conniption. She's probably just going to be there for a little bit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. People are just crazy.
Nuts.
Seriously, I think everybody should take some sort of mental stability test before they're allowed on social media.
Yep.
Hard. So...
Okay. I think you're onto something, Carrie. I think they're instead of a blue check mark, they need, or the, in addition to a blue check mark, they ought to have another color blue check mark, and that's the mental health. They pass the mental health hurdle.
Yeah.
The sanity check.
I'm calling it certifiable sane.
Get some sort of good housekeeping stamp of mental health approval or something like that.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, seriously, if I was this person, I do not think I'd be on Twitter. Because the people, especially if I was a housewife or a soap actor, stick to Instagram or stay away from the crazy Twitter people. They're just not.
Except for Sutton, right?
Well, people tag her too, but Sutton Strack just pictures of herself or pictures of her cat. So, I mean, what are you going to be between a woman who's posting pictures of her cat? That'd be weird. But people are strange. Yeah. I thought some of the Lisa Rinna fans were kind of nuts, but they've kind of calmed down now. But, yeah, the truth is good.
Is she off now?
She's on Instagram. Constantly in some kind of crazy outfit. My goodness. No, I mean, she's behaving. Rinna's totally behaving, but yeah, she's wearing a lot of crazy fashion lately. But, you know, I don't know if she's getting paid to wear it or these are all photo shoots, but yeah, there's a lot of content of her wearing very bizarre clothing. But that's Rinna. So... all right. Well, this week we'll see what Nicole's going to do with this pregnancy news. Looking forward to this. It sounds like this Colin thing is going to wrap up within the next couple of weeks.
Thank God.
Oh, goodness. Maybe they'll be gone.
Yay.
Yeah, and Chanel free to go on a date with Talia. I think her seeing. Ray told her that Allie was seeing somebody. So it sounds like that kind of spurred her to move on. Even though Paulina warned her that she's she jumps in too quickly. She married John and Wham and got involved with Allie pretty quickly. So and then, yeah. So that didn't last long.
So then she promises her mom, oh, I'm going to be taking it slow.
Yeah.
Which we know what that means.
Yeah, like the Stephanie's thing of taking it slow was she slept with Chad and immediately total.
Yeah.
His kids with her girlfriend. Like,
it's like,
yeah.
Stephanie took the threesomes off her calendar. That's how she takes it slow.
Yeah. It's weird. She took it slow with Alex, but not with Chad. Okay. Cool. Yep. Anything else?
Nope.
So how was it cherry blossoms this year, Marianne?
Huh? Oh, well, it's actually apple blossom.
But oh, apple blossom.
Pretty. Yeah. They're almost the same because they're like the pink, you know, the pink and
mm-hmm.
the white flowers and stuff. Yeah. They're pretty.
Well, are you having an early birthday celebration this weekend with your birthday being on Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes.
Well, happy early birthday.
Coming up soon, yes,
and
another year.
Happy early anniversary for Amy and
yeah, the Hapka's anniversary is on my birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I know you go over there to with Melissa and stuff during the
it's usually
apple blossoms. It's
on
nice.
Network weekend usually but, first weekend or whatever.
Yeah, it's nice.
May or
it's timed around your birthday. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So hope you have a nice birthday.
Thank you.
Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't party too hard.
No.
But get your hooch on.
Always, right?
Right.
Okay, well, ladies. Let's wrap it up. Yes, and let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good week, ladies.
All right.
Have a good week. Have a nice birthday, Marianne.
Take care.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your trip. All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.